This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
One. It's News Radio 1070 WINA Charlottesville Right Now. It's always a pleasure to talk to our public officials. And we're dealing with Tom Perriello this afternoon, of course, Congressman from the 5th District, who's been kind enough to join us. So, as always, Tom, thanks for talking to the folks in your hometown, man.
No problem at all. Thank you for having me on. Always happy to report in.
All right, man. Well, up there in D.C., a couple of things going on. Let me get first your reaction to we had seen from your office, you had communicated the fact that the decision from the Supreme Court about McDonald versus the city of Chicago as far as the Second Amendment and all kinds of things that are related to that. Why'd you take the position on it that you did, and just kind of what are your general thoughts about that decision?
Well, you know, I thought it was a victory for the Second Amendment and for all of the amendments. You know, we can't pick and choose which amendments we care about. And to me, this is continuing a tradition of protecting our civil liberties and an important one. And have supported that decision and with amicus brief and other things here going forward. So I think it was a victory for the individual.
Yeah. Now, I'm always curious about this, Tom. We know you're a Democrat, but you're a very unique guy. And a lot of times Democratic Party gets pigeonholed into, oh, you don't support gun rights, blah, 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 blah. So do you have any reaction when you get rhetoric like that? And did you see this as an opportunity to say, this is what I think, Tom Perriello, as a congressman, not necessarily party line, party affiliation and all that kind of stuff?
Well, to me, this isn't about partisanship one way or the other. It's about the Constitution, and I think what you see sometimes is liberals are very excited to protect the Constitution when it comes to wiretapping or discrimination, but suddenly don't want to acknowledge the Second Amendment, and conservatives will defend the Second Amendment, but then when it comes to something like the citizenship of people who are born here or some of the civil liberties things relating to wiretapping, suddenly they don't want to acknowledge the Constitution. And we've got to look at the whole thing. And I think, you know, part of what that means is standing up when you may agree or disagree with the substantive position, but agree on whether it's constitutionally protected or not. And I think that's what keeps our Constitution strong, is by looking at the whole thing.
Yeah, we're talking with Congressman Tom Perriello, obviously represents the 5th District. Lastly on this, Tom, as we've looked at the McDonald versus City of Chicago gun rights decision, the Supreme Court, you know, they make that decision, but it's in the forefront of our news cycle right now with the hearings involving Elena Kagan. And I'm always just curious about, regardless of folks' opinion about her, what do you think, Tom, being relatively new to Washington, about that whole process? You know, the public television grandstanding, the, you know, we got to have 4 hours of Senate statements before Elena can even say anything. Just what's your opinion of that whole process?
Well, right after we amend the filibuster, maybe we'll have to amend the rules on opening statements and grandstanding by senators. But, you know, we have enough real fights in the House. We've passed 5 different jobs bills that the Senate has killed with full Republican filibuster. The Republicans have also blocked reimbursement to doctors and other things. And this is just getting ridiculous. They've got to stop playing games over there. We've got a real economic crisis. We have a real manufacturing crisis. We have real security threats. And this sort of grandstanding isn't appreciated. And, you know, I didn't get to watch many of the hearings yesterday, but I feel confident I didn't miss a whole lot either. But I will go back and look at that. But, you know, we do grandstanding in the legislative branch, and it goes back to your point about guns. I remember, you know, working with some inner-city kids in New Haven during law school when some of the other gun laws were put forward. And, you know, they got excited because they see a lot of gun violence in their community. They were excited for laws, and they looked at what was written and said, this isn't going to do a darn thing to change how guns come into our community. So sometimes we do things that, you know, or people, particularly in the Senate, will pursue things that look good on paper but don't really accomplish much. And so far, this nomination process seems to be pretty similar to that.
Yeah, I want to ask you about some recent legislation that you're bringing to the forefront here involving transportation. But Tom, also relative to life in itself, when does the transition begin for you, or does it? You're trying, as you just referenced, to govern, but you also have an election in November. What is the difficulty there? And granted, this is the way it is. We understand that you're going to have to be in an office and then campaign at the same time. But what is the difficulty for the folks who aren't, you know, we're not directly involved? How do you stay focused on everything you're trying to do while at the same time you are in, for lack of a better term, a fight to keep the position that you're in?
To me, my job is to do it in the first place. our eye focused on getting the job done up here in this economic crisis. Unfortunately, there's a lot of 30-second spot politics up here where the votes proposed by both sides are really meant to tee up a negative 30-second spot instead of actually trying to solve the problem, and I'm pretty sick of it and frustrated, and obviously the lockdown filibuster by the Republicans in the Senate has blocked a lot of things that frankly would have had this economy in better shape, but you know, you deal with the rules that are in front of you, and you try to make the most of it. So for me, I'm trying to stay focused on that. Obviously, get home every weekend. For me, you know, that's not a new thing. I've gone home every weekend except for during the blizzard, and you know, that's what I do. I go home, I listen, I bring the best ideas up here, and I try to fight for them. And for me, that just continues regardless of where we get to in terms of the election season.
All right. So we're talking with Tom Perriello in our last few moments, kind enough to join us, Congressman from the 5th District here on Charlottesville right now. Hey, Congressman Perriello, tell us about the newest legislation that you and one of your colleagues are introducing. And basically, it's my understanding to rescind $106.8 million of funds that could be going to federal agencies to spend on transportation. Is that the case?
Yeah, these are programs that basically they said they don't need. And if we can't even cut the programs where people say, you know, we don't really need to use these funds, let's at least draw those back. And $100 million, you know, may not be a lot relative to the deficit, but let's start there. We've also had the lowest budget of any of the Virginia congressional offices because we think, hey, we should be conscious of penny pinching. I've opposed all the pay raises for Congress. We need to take the little steps as well as the big steps. And something like this bill that goes to the programs people say they don't need in the transportation budget, let's bring $100 million back and put that towards the deficit.
Yeah, I'm curious, when I look at the specifics of it, Tom, $80 million, is that the case that was already allocated, and granted, they come back and say they don't need it, for the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration safety belt performance grants? $80 million was slated for that?
Well, it starts to feel like a scene out of that movie Dave back in the 80s or 90s whenever it came out, but it's real. I mean, you start looking through and you see it, and highway safety is important. If a program's working and saving lives, you know, that's certainly something to be considered, whether that's state or federal. Where it's a program that's not working or one where they say, hey, we can't even come up with a way to spend this money, you want to cut those back. I think we need to be spending more on construction right now, whether that's in the infrastructure area or in some of the residential and commercial sector. We are flirting with a double-dip recession because we haven't done enough to encourage construction. We've got to keep doing that. Infrastructure is one place to do that. But where we have these programs that are wasting money, we should cut them, and that's what I've tried to do.
All right. We are running out of time with Congressman Tom Perriello. He's up there in Washington, D.C. Congressman Perriello, before I let you go, I want to ask you about, you know, we heard about General McChrystal and what has happened with that, and now General Petraeus is going to go through some confirmation hearings. And the reason I mention all of that now is, what's the tone in Washington when it comes to the war? We're looking at a lot of domestic issues. We're looking at a lot of the things that you were just referencing here in this interview. Is it still at the forefront of your mind and your colleagues' minds about what's going on in the Middle East, or has it been subjugated by, you know, Elena Kagan confirmation hearings, you know, other things that are happening here domestically? Or is it one of those things where you guys are still having daily interaction conversations about this specific issue?
National security is always foremost on our minds. These threats are real. We have troops in harm's way. We have a responsibility to make sure that they have the resources to win, but they also need the strategy to win. And my feeling under the Bush administration was that we did not have a strategy for victory, and that's part of what the political branch is supposed to do. Unfortunately, this vote's going to be a tough one this week for a lot of members, because I think there is a sense that Afghanistan is the right place to be fighting the war. We have some real strategic issues there and threats there. On the other hand, I think many of us still haven't seen a strategy for victory. I voted last year for the support for the war, but also for requesting a strategy for victory and a strategy for withdrawal. This is, after all, the graveyard of empires, and while we are stronger and better than those that have failed there, we also have to be aware of the history. So I think part of what we're going to see this week, or need to see this week, is a plan. And if we have a plan for victory, then I think the right thing to do is to support the troops and to support the effort.
All right.
Not, then I think it's a different challenge.
Hey, Tom, as we sign off here, every time you're on here locally in Charlottesville, you have an opportunity to talk to your hometown. Is there anything you want to say to your constituents here before we let you go?
Well, I know that storm knocked out a lot of power last week, and I hope everyone has got their power restored, but also staying hydrated. I know we've had a little break in the heat. It's just a tough time where people need to be careful with the weather, and hopefully everyone's staying safe.
Tom, thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.